Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
And welcome to a new episode of Digital Coffee. And I'm your host, Brett Dice. Please subscribe to Digital Coffee on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Leave a 5-star review if you like it. If you don't, let me know how I can do better. And we can make this podcast better for you, the PC gamer. But this week I'm going to be talking about Sea of Thieves. I'm going to be talking a little bit about Battlefield's new direction, or Battlefield 2042's new direction. And then my main topics are going to be about, the precarious thing called misinformation and why they should just stay out of it and how it's really just dumb. So we're going to be talking about the Twitch new policy and Discord, because it seems like Discord's like, let's make one. And then Twitch is like, hold my beer, I'm going to make one too. And then we're going to be talking about why GOG and EA's lack of understanding about what's really going on in the Ukrainian-Russian war should not reflect hurting Russian gamers and Belarusian gamers, because they have no voice to actually do anything about this. It's a weird flex that we're doing, that we're hurting common people that really don't have any say about this. So this is what we're going to be talking about. So let's get on with the show. That's good. All right, so first off is Sea of Thieves. Sea of Thieves is getting a new season with forts. That's right, you can go play with your friends or solo and go and attack the forts. These forts will be a little bit more difficult, but it'll be worth the loot to get. This is to help with making Sea of Thieves a little bit more fun to play for a longer period of time. And I would like to see something of a guild system, clan system, with being able to build your own forts and have your own ships and maybe do armadas type of a thing. But right now they're really focused on this, so it should be interesting to see what that transpires out of it. It sounds fun for what you're about to do in that, but yes, fort building or fort destruction is probably the best way of saying it is going to be back. It should be fun to get these quote-unquote mini raids, and good to see that playing solo, you're not really at a disadvantage, because usually playing solo in Sea of Thieves is never the best way of doing it. You usually want to play with friends. It's more the fun thing to do, but this is where we're at with it. We're also going to have Pirate Legend Voyages, so that should be interesting. You can also replay the Legends this time and uncover treasures and new maps and plundering graveyard ships and more. So it's going to be all the fun things that you want from the Pirates game, and the Pirates life could be yours if you enjoy all this stuff. If not, then by all means, don't actually do it at all. All right, moving on to Battlefield 2042, not 2142, that already came out, but then 2042, where it looks like there's going to be a change in map design. So previously it was very big maps with not very many capture points with how big the maps were. That was always my bigger, contention with it, is if you have big maps, have more capture points, have more zones to capture, that type of a thing. Also, wide open areas where you could get sniped or anything rocketed, anything like that. It was just, the flow was messed up. I agree with a lot of what the community is saying about that. The flow is messed up. But beyond that, I thought the maps were nice enough. I didn't really care for the tornado that popped up every once in a while. I never really cared about it. That's where we're at. So it looks like they're finally going to be looking at it. They're going to be redoing Breakthrough, which I didn't really play. I usually played Conquest. But they're going to be looking at this, looking at the flow of it, probably making sure that for Breakthrough, that the control points are clustered together. My problem is that you leave a lot of dead zone for players, because it's just huge swaths of just unused land. So I think they should really, really look into it and redo it even more. But it's a good first step. Now, I haven't seen anything about Conquest or All Out Warfare, so we'll see what they're actually going to be doing with this one. My hope is that they're going to be adding more control points. But that's not their main issue right now. Their main issue is basically optimization. They have poor optimization right now, so it should be interesting to see how well this is going to go with it. Hopefully they're listening, and it looks like they're also listening to what specialists are all about and seeing if they can tune or tweak. Maybe, and this is a slim chance, getting rid of it altogether or just redoing it into actual class type system that's more defined than before. But for right now, this is a good first step. We did get a delay in the update for it, so next week it should be the update, but we'll see. All right, moving on to Discord's weirdly new privacy policies or guidelines updated. So they've updated some things, which it's really difficult to understand why they're doing it, except they're trying to tightly control what you can and can't say, and basically changing your behavior to what they want it to be, which is a weird thing for companies to actually do, but it's the new era we're living in. So first of all, the false or misleading information, which is, I've always contended, is a vague understanding of what misinformation is. It's not clear because it's always to a certain degree on your viewpoint of the world. And it does seem to be that they're not treating us like adults anymore. They're treating us like kids. I don't need you to tell me what's misinformation or not. That's my responsibility. But this is where we're at, where some people do want that for whatever reason, and some people don't. So here's the thing. Content that is false, misleading, can lead to significant risk of physical or societal harm may not be shared on Discord. First of all, how in the heck can you define societal harm? Like, I don't understand that point at all. Because, I mean, one could say that making the kids transgender is a societal harm because you're not giving them the full choice or range of the choice that they are actually given. So that can be a societal harm. What can be physical harm with content? Content is a digital thing. You can't do physical harm on a digital thing unless you're videotaping yourself doing physical harm, but that's the act of one person doing it. So I just don't understand. Also, we may remove content if we reasonably believe it could spread, result in damage to physical infrastructure, injury to others, obstruction of participation in civic process. So does that mean that people on the right that have objections to some things can still have their voice? Not really quite sure about how that is, because civic means you have everybody voicing their opinions. The problem is that endangerment to public health. So am I not allowed to talk about the many inaccuracies or many misleading statements from the public health sector about the COVID virus and how masks were not, you didn't have to wear masks in the beginning. Well, then you did. And now it's the cloth masks don't work. Go to the 995s. Now, well, you don't have to wear masks anymore. Hooray! COVID's over. Or the fact that the vax was needed and it would help stop the spread and help stop anything like that. It was a miracle drug, almost a miracle vaccine, because it took very little time to develop. But then it really didn't stop the spread of virus. It only maybe helped you with not really being hospitalized. So then it was just two, and then that year be fine for a while. Now it was three. Now it's going to be four. When are we going to stop there? Like, when is the stopping point? Then it's, well, Omicron actually is the better vaccine. The actual mild variant of COVID is the better vaccine than the vaccines actually are. And then there's news reports or more reports going that young children getting the vax isn't really that great for them because it drops quite significantly for protection. So if the public health figures are endangering public health, shouldn't that be a sign that that's misinformation? Like, I'm really not getting this. It seems like it's one direction, that the experts are always right, which they've basically proven they aren't, and that we should listen to them. And it's just not a good look at all. Like, I don't understand this. Like, someone please help me why misinformation is the number one goal for all these companies now. You were fine before for years and years and years of people spreading things that may be false, things that may not be true, or things that eventually are true but sounded false at the beginning. Now you're not. Really don't understand you right now. That's not the worst part. The worst part about Discord is the off-platform clause. That's right. You cannot say anything that's terrible or things that go against whatever they say off-platform, meaning they're listening to you. They're monitoring you off-platform, which is another scary thing because, first of all, how does me saying things not on your platform hurt your platform? If I'm just a basic user, it should not matter. Why? Because I'm not on your platform. You should only care about what I say on your platform and not on things off your platform. That is restricting. That's actually basically skirting that line, or probably more going over that line when it comes to the idea of the First Amendment, the idea of free speech. You are allowed to still talk off my platform, but if we find something, we dig into what you say, then, well, you're gone. If you're political associations or anything like that, which they encourage the users to report. So please be a snitch for us. We want to get these bad actors off. What? I don't understand this. Why all of a sudden now? Why? Why does it care so much that what I do off platform supposedly and probably doesn't hurt you? You just would rather get off the bad actors because the bad actors are not aligned with you. And this is my problem with politics first and basically human decency second, because we care about killing our enemies, and sometimes it's literal, sometimes it's more metaphorically. Then we do a bit about understanding each other. The problem is we don't want to understand each other anymore. We've figured out our enemies. So now it's time to get them. It's time to cancel them. It's time to make sure that they never speak again online or build their own. But what if you build their own, then they get mad because you built their own and they're not on with the platform. So it's a whole myriad of things that are just completely inconsistent and have no variation of actual sanity whatsoever. I mean, it almost begs to differ. Should we actually be filing lawsuits against these tech companies saying, look, you can only care about what is on your site and only your site, and there is no proof that whatever someone does actually affects your site at all? This is just like, oh, we're just making sure that you're all good and you believe in what we believe. It's basically propaganda. That's what we've all become about, is propaganda. But of course, Twitch is not far behind, because Discord was like, we're going to make this type of policy. And Twitch is like, oh, really? Well, hold my beer, because we're going to do something too. So now, this week, Twitch has said that misinformation, so they're targeting misinformation again, because, I mean, man, those flat earthers and the people that are skeptical about the vaccine and mandates and everything like that, we're done with that. That's it. No more. But misinformation that targets protected groups. So I guess whatever protected groups means, and then why are there protected groups? First of all, we're all equal. So are we all protected groups or not? Which I'm pretty sure they're not, which is already prohibited under the hateful content harassment. Okay, yeah, whatever. Harmful health information and widespread conspiracy theories related to dangerous treatments, COVID-19, and COVID-19 vaccine misinformation. So who's misinforming us? Fauci, who has once again, and I'll keep on saying it, told me that in the beginning, masks don't work, lockdowns don't work. All of a sudden, masks do work and lockdowns work. Now, all of a sudden, later on, it was, well, cloth masks don't really work and you should just be using the KN95s and the N95s. Then it was, well, lockdowns by John Hopkins, by the way. John Hopkins came with a report saying that lockdowns actually did absolutely nothing for to stop the spread. Also, it was 15 days to stop the spread 2 years ago, which Well, either we're in the Bible times and where the Bible says that when God looks at time as a day is 1,000 years and 1,000 years is a day. So is like one day 1,000 years now for us? Because I'm really confused about that one. But also that the vaccines were definitely going to stop the spread and it was going to eradicate COVID. Well, not really. You're going to need two and only two, and you're not really going to need any more. Well, you probably need a third, maybe the fourth shot too. So we should probably get that. And we need to mask our kids because clearly that won't do any psychological damage at all.
The LASIK Vision Institute offers free virtual consultations so you can get all your questions answered from the comforts of home. Questions like, is LASIK affordable? Right now at the LASIK Vision Institute, get 20% off LASIK in May. That can be over $900 off when treating both eyes, plus financing. So visit MyLVIOffer.com. Must mention this promotion and be treated in May of 2022 to qualify. 20% off standard price procedure. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to MyLVIOffer.com for details.
And we need to make sure that you get your 15th vax shot because that's going to help. Because the last 14 didn't help. Because that's the misinformation. Because we cannot ever question the health experts that have been wrong every single time. That's an issue. Like, why? Why? They've been wrong. Conspiracy theories for COVID basically are proven right 6 months later. Like, it's completely and utterly ridiculous. Also, misinformation prone by conspiracy networks tied to violence and or promoting violence. Fine, that's a little bit of a gray area between what violence is, but I'll agree more with that one than the previous clause of COVID-19. And it basically, do not question the experts. Appeal to authority is always a great thing until it's you that is being, well, hurt by the authority. Also, civic misinformation that undermines the integrity of civic or political process. So does that mean the BLM riots in May 2020, where they basically almost tried to storm the White House, didn't actually do it that time, but they did burn down a lot of things, a lot of buildings in Washington, D.C., or the January 6th one that we were always talking about forever and ever, and it lasted a couple hours, and basically they were idiots, first of all. And second of all, there was nothing's ever really clear on what the heck happened. There's a lot of things going on. So, like, what is it? Like, I don't understand, like, it's always vague because they're hoping that they'll just ban you for the wrong political thing. Also, promotion of verifiably false claims related to the outcome of fully vetted political process, including election rigging, ballot tampering, vote tallying, or election fraud. So are we going to ban the Democrats that were saying that 2016 election wasn't really real? Or are we doing it in 2020 now? Does it matter in 2020 because the wrong side said there was election fraud? Now, because that is the worst thing about it. I mean, seriously, can we not get a consistent, like, I'm an adult. Once again, I'm an adult. Let me figure it out. That's what adults do. Not this crazy psychopathic thing. Like, I don't understand this. This is targeting one specific group. And the group isn't even that wrong. There was rigging. Now, fraud, I can't tell which is true or which is not, but they can't 100% tell me that the 2020 election was fraud or rigged free because of the leading up to it. One side of the group decided to skirt a lot of the election laws and just have it mail-in ballot voting to, well, you know, get the guy that I swear is one day from dying into the White House. Yeah. Also, instances of public emergencies, wildfires, earthquakes, active shootings may also act on misinformation that may impact public safety. Well, it's always an ongoing thing, and there's some reporters that are trying to get the most accurate information. Fine on that one, but really, like, a lot of this is just like, don't question the experts and don't question the 2020 election. That's what it can all sum up to be, which is weird because you should question everything. That's what intelligence adults do. Question everything. And then eventually when you lead down to what you feel like is right or what you've found through evidence and facts are right, then leads you to that conclusion. But now it's just like, nope, we're going to cut this off because we've already said this is false, even though a lot of the fact checkers say, well, it's we're going to label this false, even though it's actually true. So, yeah. Great. Good job, Twitch. Your most important thing is the misinformation, not the almost slightly full on porn that you're peddling. No, this is worse. Yeah, definitely worse than that. It's like I'm living with a six-year-old and they're all running the tech companies. And then we come to Phil Spencer. Yes, him. The dude that, like, well, gamers seem to like, but I'm always kind of like, some things he says cool, and other things I'm like, scratching my head like, no. First of all, this one, toxicity. So that's another term that's vague, because you could say anything's toxic if it makes you feel uncomfortable. But sometimes things that make you feel uncomfortable are just basically harsh truths or truth in general. The capital T truth, not the my truth BS. That's another thing, is like, well, we shouldn't be hard on the developers. Well, if you make a terrible game, then you kind of deserve some of the criticism. Not the death threat criticism, the criticism that it's a terrible game. Also, I don't want Microsoft controlling quote-unquote bad actors on the online gaming landscape because, oh no, they said something I don't like. Well, they say something I don't like, I move somewhere else, or I mute them, or I block them. You give me the tools to do what I feel really I can do, and we don't have a problem. I know some people are like, but I have to do that every single time. I know, it's like four buttons you have to click to actually mute somebody. Heaven forbid. But it's this all combination of, they know what's right for us, and so they will dictate what we can and cannot see, because they are the upstanding adults that want to rule over the digital landscape. Look at my minions. Look at my peasants. How mighty they are that they do not understand the other side of the argument, because they are free. And it's like, well, no. I'm an adult. Let me decide what I want to see and or hear, and it's my fault if I don't do the research. That's what being adults all about. Not companies going, no, we must shun you from this. We must shun. It's bad heretic heresy. This isn't true until 6 months later than it actually is true. And then we're going to pretend like we always agreed with you. Yeah, it's like COVID every time. When something new comes out from when the last thing we did was bad, and it's like, well, that actually was pretty bad. It's like, really? So locking down the whole economy was actually bad? No. I had no idea we're going to have such catastrophic consequences for locking down economies. Who would have thought? Then we move on to my other topic about a little bit about the war. Now, it's a tragedy what's happening over there. I will not sugarcoat this. This should have never happened. It is both the Russian, U.S., West or East. It's both our faults. One for us not actually listening to people before us saying that we shouldn't actually bring in Eastern countries near Russia into NATO, and we caused this confrontation, or partly caused this confrontation to happen. Secondly, tried to oust a president to be more friendly to West. That was our fault a little bit too. So we're not clean on this whatsoever, but that's beside the point. My main point is talking specifically to CD Projekt Red and EA. So banning Russian gamers and Belarusian gamers from buying your games is doing what for the war effort? Really, I really want to know, how is banning the sale of games from ordinary Belarusian and Russian gamers going to help the war effort? It's not. That's the actual thing. It's actually not, because they have no decision-making process in going to war or not. None. It's dictators do what they want. So why do it? Because one developer from Ukraine decided to persuade you from saying that they should be locked out because you were born in Russia. Sorry, guys, but bad. That's really going to show us that we care about the Russians, normal people that are actually being hurt far more than anything else. I mean, the whole economy is completely tanked because of our sanctions. And I mean, we should just call it, we actually are waging a sanction war on them, because that's what it is. We're trying to take apart their economy. Well, it was piece by piece. Now it's just wholesale, except for oil. Apparently oil is, it's okay. That's okay, guys. Oil's okay. Well, what does this do? It doesn't help them like the West more. It helps them like the West the least. It starts to have bitterness and hatred. Like, these are the wrong messages we should be signaling to them. Like, I feel for the Ukrainians. It should never happen. We were not, the U.S. and the EU were not swift enough with the sanctions to stop it. And so Putin went in. And now we're doing a harsh thing now, and now he's stuck and trapped. And so what do stuck or caged or trapped animals do? They lash even harder out, and that's what he's doing. We're doing this to ourselves. We may not actually have no fly zone, but it's like a no economy is not better. So how does hurting an ordinary Russians, not allowing them to buy things, not allowing them to buy entertainment, how is that winning the war effort? Like, seriously, is them not buying Cyberpunk 2077 really going to stick it to those Russian warlords or Russian army personnel? Is it really going to stop them and be like, whoa, guys, we can't play Witcher 3, we can't play Cyberpunk 2077. I better got to go back because I really want to play that game. Like, really? Like, what is that? It's this, like, Fox, like, we're doing something. Oh, my gosh, we're doing something, guys. We stopped the sales of our games. Look, we're part of the war effort. Yeah. And it's like, no, you're not. Unless you all decide to actually join the fight, then you have done absolutely nothing but pissed a bunch of people off that have nothing to do with decision-making in that process. Which leads me on to EA, and EA just taking off the Russian soccer leagues off of FIFA. Why? Like I said, it's like living with six-year-olds in the gaming and tech space. Like, they don't understand the consequences of their own actions before it's already too late, or they just don't care, or they're malicious about it. Like, why? What does banning quote-unquote misinformation have to do with creating community or streaming games? What does that have to do with it? Because you don't feel like you're comfortable when the conspiracy theories in quotation marks are actually proven to be true? Like, what is the end game here? It hasn't made, it's never made sense to me and continues to baffle me. It is a logical misstep on both ends, and it basically is the symptom is our education system has been so terribly run that people don't understand the ramifications or the long-term effects of their own decision. So what do we do now? First of all, get rid of your misinformation policies. They're stupid, they make no sense, and they're targeted to one specific group of people. Second, stop with the banning of sales from stupid things that make no impact on the war effort. Who cares if they buy your game? You're going to get canceled for it? It's be like, well, they're humans too. And me not allowing them, me banning the sales of this doesn't really do anything anyways. It's a moot point. Anyways, what do you think? Do you think I'm just crazy with my rants today, which I really actually am? Or do you agree with me? Let me know in the comments below. But thank you for listening to Digital Coffee. As always, please subscribe to Digital Coffee on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Leave a review. It really does help with the rankings. Let me know how I'm doing. Leave a 5-star review. Really does help. And join me next week to talk about what's going on in the PC gaming industry. All right, guys, stay safe. Game on. And please find the truth in the games and in life. See you next week. Later.